For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay, Parshas Kisisa, so the center of this parsha, of course, is a Cheta Ego, much to discuss. So I'd like to share some of the thoughts from the Rosh Hashiva on that. Let us start with a Medrash.
For a change.
Omer Shmuel Bar Nachman says the Medrash, Shmosh Rabbah, Noe Hoyola Avoseinu L'Kabil HaTayra V'Loimar Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. It was Noe, it was beautiful, it was fitting, it was appropriate for our fathers to accept the Torah and to say anything that Hashem says, Naaseh V'Nishma. That was Noe, that was appropriate. Shema Noe Hoyola Hem Lomar Elo Elo Elohecha Yisrael Atamiya. But do you think that it was equally noeh or appropriate for them to say, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, this is your God, Jewish people, to the Cheta Egel? No way! So says the Medrash. It was like a strange connection that the Medrash puts between Kabbalah Satorah and then 7 weeks later the Cheta Egel in this language of it was certainly appropriate, it was noeh, it was beautiful and fitting for them to say Naaseh V'Nishma. Eila Elohecha Yisrael, not so much. It's an interesting language, Shema Noeh, beautiful, befitting. It's just an odd connection of the two. So I'd like to do is, there are other connections between these two events, between Kabbalah Satorah and the Cheta Ego, and hopefully we'll explore that and come to an understanding a little bit of the Chazal. Pasuk in Yeshayahu says as follows, V'toymer tzion azavani Hashem. I apologize, I always mean to go back and number the sources, but I usually, like the paper's still warm from the photocopy machine.
It's all good.
So I just didn't have a chance. So source number two. V'toymer tzion azavani Hashem, v'Hashem shchachoni. The Klal Yisrael says through the Navi, Hashem has forsaken me, Hashem has forgotten me. And then Hashem responds through the Navi, Hatishkach isha ula meirachem ben bitna. Would a woman forget her child, the fruit of her womb? Gameila tishkachachna, and even if she would, even if there would be such a thing of a woman forgetting her own children, va'anochi lo eshkachich. But I, say Hashem, I will not forget you. So says the Navi. It's part of the Nevuah of Yeshaya HaNavi. So the Gemara Maseches Brachos has a whole discussion of this pasuk. V'toymer tzion azavani Hashem, in which Klal Yisrael begins by saying, Hashem has forsaken me, Hashem has forgotten me. And Hashem responds, Hatishkach yisho, let's can't be, I will never forget you. And the Gemara begins, before we'll read the part that of the Gemara that's relevant to us, Hashem says, I'm going to forget you, I created all of these constellations, and the Gemara goes through all the various constellations, and then the sub-constellations, and this and that, and I did all of that just for you. You think I'm going to forget you? This is why the whole universe is in existence, is because I'm going to forget the korbanos that you brought to me in the Midbar when I first took you out of Mitzrayim. I'm not going to forget you. And then the Gemara says, and which we will pick up here, source number three, Am Lefano, so then Klal Yisrael says before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hoyel Ve'in Shikcha Lefnei Chisecha V'Adach, if that's true, that you don't forget anything, that we don't have to worry, you'll never forget, Shema Lo Tishkach Li Maisa Ha'ego, maybe then you'll never forget what we did wrong. Maybe you'll never forget the Cheta Ego. Amar La, Gam Eila Tishkachachno. No, that I will forget. Now what the Gemara is doing here is darshaning the end of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. If you go back to the actual Pasuk in Pasuk Tezvav, the source above, I put it in bold to highlight it. The last phrase is Gam Eila Tishkachachno, even if there will be those who will forget, Va'anoichi Loyashkachech, says the Gemara, picking up on the two words, Gam Eila. Eila is from the phrase Eila Elohecha Yisrael, And va'anochi lo eshkachech, and I will not forget from the phrase, anochi Hashem Elokecha. Says the Gemara as follows, going back to that first line. So the Klal Yisrael says, maybe you will never forget Chayta Egel. Amar lo, gam eila tishkachach. No, that I will forget. Gam eila from the Chayta of eila Elohecha Yisrael, I'll forget.
Wait a minute. Now that we discovered there is such a thing of forgetfulness before you, before your Kisei HaKavod, you can forget certain things. Well, then maybe you'll forget that I said Nasa ben Ishma.
Amar lo, va'anochi lo eshkacheich. I will not forget. Pasuk Prat, meaning Hashem says, I won't forget you. Anochi, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I won't forget. So that, yes, I will forget the Eile Elohecha Yisrael, I will not forget Har Sinai. Again, this connection that we started with a Medrash of Noah, it was beautiful and befitting for them to say, Naseh V'Nishma, was it beautiful for them to say, Eilu Elohecha Yisrael? So the Gemara in Masechas Brachos puts them together also in this dialogue in which Klal Yisrael says, and now that you've proven to me that you never forget anything, what's going to be with the Chayta Egel? You never forget. It's always going to be in front of you. I can imagine as a parent or even as children thinking about our own parents, if they would remember always all the things that we did wrong, or if we would remember the things that they're doing wrong, that's a disaster. So Hashem says, no, don't worry. I can forget. Selective forgetfulness. I'll forget Chayta Egel. Says Klal Yisrael, well, then maybe you'll forget Har Sinai also. Nope. I won't forget that. What's the pshat? Where does the selective forgetfulness come from, and how do these two things fit together?
Does tshuva play a process in this, or this is irrespective of tshuva, this concept?
With Chayta Egel, I'm assuming it's with tshuva that we are able to, I'm assuming, but that's not going to be the focus of what we'll address tonight, but I would assume so.
Okay. Well, also, when is a negative thing? When is it like a... Like, Har Sinai is not a mitzvah that we didn't do. It's... Why would you forget? It's like if someone does a bad thing, so you can say, well, I'll look aside, but why would you look aside to a good thing?
Okay, so no, yeah, well, we're asking, why, like, what's Klaisel's question?
It's not exactly Mrs. Losase, but it's two different kind of 100%. Dimensions.
But Klaisel has a fear that now that you can forget, who says Har Sinai will be remembered forever? Maybe I can do something in the same way as I did something wrong and you can forget about that. Maybe I can do something and you'll forget about Har Sinai too. Hashem says, no. Our question now is, why? What's the difference that he won't forget, he can't forget Har Sinai, yet Maisa Ha'egel, I'm willing, that I can do. So the Shiva explained as follows. Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah, is much more than Kabbalah Satorah. It's not just about the moment in time when we received the Torah, which is for sure true, but something far greater took place at Har Sinai than simply saying we received the Torah. If you look at the Psukim, we'll highlight some of the elements that we're addressing. Vayichtov Moshe, the fourth source down. Vayichtov Moshe, Chol Devei Hashem, Vayishkem HaBok, Hashem Moshe wrote down everything. This is at Har Sinai, these Psukim. Even Mizbeach Tachas Sahar, they built a Mizbeach. 12 Matsevas were there for all the Klal Yisrael. Vayishlachas Nar B'nei Yisrael, V'yalo, they brought Karbonos. Pasuk Vav, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayuson Ba'aganos. So Moshe then takes the blood. V'chatzi Adam Zorak Alam Mizbeach, he sprinkles some of it. Vayikach Sefer HaBris. And Moshe takes the Sefer HaBris. So now we're talking about that which has been written until this point. And we now refer to it not just as Torah. It's the Sefer HaBris. It's the Sefer of a covenant. Vayikro ba'aznei ha'am. And he reads it to the people. Vayomru kol asher diber Hashem. Naseh v'nishma. Vayikach Moshe sadom vayizrok ala'am. And now he sprinkles the blood. He did half of the sprinkling on the Mizbeach. Now he sprinkles the other half on the people. Vayomer hinei dam HaBris. Asher karos Hashem imochem al kol advarim ha'ele. And at Har Sinai, we don't highlight this as much, even though we should. There's Kabbalah Satorah, there's Nasa Venishma, and there's a bris, which is taking place. There are karbonos, there's a dam, there's a sprinkling of the dam in the Mizbeach, and there's a sprinkling of the dam on the people. And we're given a sefer, a bris. Given a sefer that's going to serve as a covenant. And Moshe says, Hinei dam habris asher karas Hashem imachem. This blood should represent a bris that Hashem has sealed with you. When you talk about a bris, a covenant, a bris is long-lasting. A bris is something that's a fundamental game-changer in the relationship between two people. In the words of the Ramban, when the Ramban discusses in Parshas Noach, the bris, Akimosias brisi itach, Hashem is going to make a covenant with Noach and his generations. The Ramban's language is, Habris udvar Hashem kishiyigzer omer velo tnai v'shiur. There is no qualification in a bris. There is no conditions. The kayim, it is everlasting when you make a bris. No connections, no strings attached. We are forever bound together, as the Zohar says in what's become a famous song, Kutcher Brichova Oraisa v'Yisrael Chadu. Shem, the Torah, Klal Yisrael have become one. And when you become one, you become indiscernible in a sense. You can't separate one from the other because we are together, as the language of Hosea today, Rastichli Liolam, I have become betrothed to you, La'olam. It's not just an Erisin that can end, a Kiddushin which maybe will carry through to Nisuin into full marriage, maybe will end in divorce. No. Ve'Rastichli Le'olam. This is not that kind of covenant. This is a Roman Catholic covenant. It is forever. Cannot be undone. Va'ahavas olam ahavticha, as the Navi Yirmiyahu says. At Kabbalah Satorah, at Har Sinai, what changed was not just that we received the gift of the Torah, but there was a fundamental relationship shift in which a bris was forged. There's now a covenant, and it's a covenant that's forever. And what happens because of that covenant forever is we find both parties are locked in. Both parties. So from our side, we're familiar with what that looks like. That looks like you want to get out, and we say, too bad. I don't want to keep Shabbos. Too bad. You don't have a choice. If you remember when we were doing Maral a year or two ago, and we learned there was a whole piece of the Maral, the combination of the tar being held over our head, together with Nasa V'Nishma, that we have to live our lives with two things simultaneously, every moment, and it's the greatest tension that the Jew always feels, the, I want this, the, I don't have a choice. And they exist together always. I don't have a choice. I have to, I want to. And it's a tension. And if you only have one, it doesn't work. But they're both true. We don't have a choice, and we love it. And if you don't love it, work on it. But I have to. And that's a bris. That's a covenant that says, you can't get out. Now, to us, that reflects itself as the way the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Yisrael afal pi shechata, a Jew who sins, Yisrael who? Still a Jew. Still a Jew. You can be a chote all you want. You can't not be a Jew. And it also impacts how the Ribono Shel Olam treats us. It's from his side. Gevaldik a pasuk in Yecheskel HaNavi. It's at the end of that fifth section of Inyan HaBris. Pasuk Lamebez. This is in Perek Chaf in Sefer Yecheskel. V'ha'oyla al ruchachem. The Navi Yecheskel says about the Jewish people, it will be in your minds. It will be Ola and your spirit. You will think, Hayolosiya, but whatever you're thinking, it's not going to happen, says the Navi Yecheskel. And what is it that you're thinking? Asher Atem Omrim, you the Jewish people say, Nia Kigoyim, let us just be like all the other nations. Kimishpachos Haratzos, let us be like the families of the lands in which we live. Lishares Eitz Vaevin. We just want to be like everybody else. Leave us alone with Shabbos and Kashrus. Leave us alone. Chai ani num Hashem Elokim. I swear, says Hashem. Im lo biyad chazako v'zroa nituya, with not a strong hand and an outstretched arm, uvechema shfucha, and with fury, emloch aleichem.
I will reign over you. Like it or not, we're in this together forever. V'hotzeisi etzchem min ha'amim. I'm going to take you from those nations. V'kibatzti etzchem min ha'aretzos. I will gather you from the lands asher nifotzos zambam that you've been spread out. B'yad chazakov v'zronetu v'chem ha'shvucha. Even with anger and fury. Do what you want. Say what you want. There is no way out. Because we're in a bris together. So we could do this pleasantly. Or not so pleasantly. But history is only going in one direction, and that's Klal Yisrael getting to where they need to be. And you can try to abandon it all you want. I won't let you. Look at the next Medrash. Lekach Nemar. Leman HaKimoscha, the Medrash says, that's why this is a Medrash in Parshas Nitzavim. Leman HaKimoscha Hayom Lo La'am, in order that Hashem establish you as a nation. V'hu Yelucha Le'elokim, and He will be for you a God. Kasher Diber Loch. V'kasher nishbol avosach le'avrom nisroch le'yakov, and as you swore to your fathers. V'lo etchem levatchem anochi koreis es habris hazos, and it's not just with your fathers, with you yourselves, excuse me, who are here, that I'm establishing this bris v'yesha Allah hazos, and this promise, this curse, this shvuah. Ki es asher yashno po imano men hayom, those who are here today, yes asher einenu po imano hayom. Anochi koreis es habris hazos. You're here, you're not here. There is a bris, there is a shvua, that you are going to be my nation, and I'm going to be your God, and we are in. Medrash, that's the psukim. Those are just the psukim. Then the Medrash says, Va'oimer melech asur barahatim. Like a king who is asur, who is bound up with some type of tress. I looked it up, I don't know exactly what that is. What does it mean? The king is bound up, is tied up, the king? Says Shir Hashirim. Says the Medrash on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Ve'ein asur ela b'shvua. To be tied up, to be bound, means that you're bound with an oath. Lefikach einu yachol la'avor. Al-shu'oso. There's the word. Einu yachol la'avor al-shu'oso. Hashem is bound up in this bris. He can't abandon us any more than we can abandon him. We're people. We're it. We made a pact. We made a deal. Lo itchem levad. Not just those of you who are here today. Asher yeshno po, v'asher einenu po hayom. Everybody. And therefore we're in it. We are in it. We are together. Jewish history has borne this out. Klal Yisrael will work its way through history, whether we like it or we don't. But there's one major caveat. One huge major caveat. This bris was established with an am, with a nation. It was not established with individuals. The nation of Klal Yisrael has a covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam. As the psukim, as we, Leman HaKimoscha Hayom Lo La'am, as He established you today to be a nation, and He will be your God. At the top of the second page, V'atem Tiuli Mamlachas Konim V'goy Kadosh. You can be a kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation. V'yanu Kol Ha'am Yachdav V'yomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh. But it has to be an am. When we are an Am, and as an Am, we have a covenant. Individual Jews will always have a right to say, I'm out. I'm opting out. And those Jews are lost from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will never be lost. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. We'll always be here. There will always, always be a Klal Yisrael. We have a promise, a shvuah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. As much as we promised, we bought in to the Hizbris, He's with us. There will always be a Klal Yisrael. It can never happen that there won't be a Klal Yisrael. And history is borne out. It doesn't matter what they try to do to us. And going beyond any reasonable explanation in world history that we're still here, we're here. Have we lost Jews along the way? Oh yeah. A Jew can opt out. The Jewish people cannot. So one way or another, ba'afu v'chema, somehow or another, he will gather us, he will keep us, he will maintain us, we will be part. Klal Yisrael will always, we are his nation. And we are going to be the chariots that are going to bring his name to the world. So a Jew can opt out, but not Klal Yisrael. So how then do we deal, how do we conceptualize the concept of an individual Jew within a nation that took this Shavua, a nation that became part of Klal Yisrael? How do we conceptualize the individual and the choice that they make when they're part of this nation? They stood at Har Sinai and they said, Nasev and Nishma, and yet now they're acting in some other way. So the Rosh Yeshiva understood and shared from the Midrashim that there is an idea of a yachid who opts out, who is following his own particular taiva, desires, wants, goals, and can come in and say, I want something else. In the words of the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, this is in the first section of the Shari Tshuva, quoting the pasuk from Mishlei, the tava yuvukash nifrad, he who desires his own taiva will be lost or separated. So Rabbeinu Yonah's language is as follows, Mishim mevakesh lelechas acher tava, so he who desires to follow after his own taiva, his own desires, nifrad mikol chever v'amas, he gets separated from the community, from chever, from being connected with his am, his chevra, Kitaivas bnei adam umidosam, because the desire of people and all that comes along with it, chalukos, they're distinguished, they're different, individualized. Vein ritzono shelze, ki ritzono shelze. This one's desire is not quite like this one's desire. So what you have is a nation on a path of greatness, a nation on a path of spiritual growth, a nation of Klal Yisrael. You can have an individual who says, yeah, that's really nice. I want baseball. I want food. I want to live my life the way I want to live. I don't like Shabbos. I like college football better. I use examples that don't apply to anybody in here. So a person can do that, huh?
Except for you.
Except for me, right. I'm just making these up. I don't even know where I got those from. So Klal Yisrael has its mission. So to be mission aligned means taking what it is that you want and deciding to live your life according to a mission-driven mahalich that you didn't choose. It was chosen for. We are a chosen people. This is how we live. An individual can say, I want to live differently. Now, even when a person does that, it's nifrad, it's separating him, it distinguishes him from the group. And even if you have a group of people who are avaryanim, who want to do their own thing and not be part of Klal Yisrael, even if they band together, it's only because of convenience that they can get more done within that. But each individual is really after whatever the individual is after. That's what drives a person to go off of a certain path. There's something that they want that they're after. Let me do one more source, then we'll try to tie that together before we conclude it all. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that's chet in general. The chet of the chet ha'egel, the Gemara darshins, Eila in Sanhedrin, Eila Eloihecha Yisrael asher ha'alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is your God, Jewish people, who raised you up from Mitzrayim. The Gemara asks, Ma tamalomer ha'alucha, which is the Lashon Rabim. What do you mean this is your God, which took you up? There's only one God. Many gods took you up. It's a strange language. She'ivu Elohus Harbe. Klal Yisrael created many gods out of the ego. To say, each Jew who participated in it had a different agenda of what it is that they wanted out of it. What did it represent? I don't know. Ask the Jews who were involved in it. Did it represent this? Did it represent that? There are lots of things that it could. And for anyone who got involved in it, it was that which they wanted, that they got involved in. The Gemara has a famous drasha, Rashi quotes, during one of the debacles in the Midbar with Klal Yisrael, I think it was one of the Baal Peor, and Rashi quotes Chazal, Klal Yisrael wasn't interested in Baal Peor. They were interested in Arias. They were interested in all sorts of illicit relationships. But as long as they had this God of the Jewish people in charge, those things were forbidden. So in order to get to what they wanted, which was a life of promiscuity, so they went to Avodah Zarah, which would allow that. Just, I don't need Avodah Zarah. I don't need that. This is what I want. In order to get what I want, I have to go here. So the Egel represented to whoever was involved in it, whatever it was that they particularly wanted. Well, I don't have anything in specific. Elohus Harbe. There were many different deities, so to speak, represented by that. That we conceptualize, Rosh Hashiva said, that means that lifestyle is chutz from the essence of the person. Klal Yisrael at its core is a bris people. Are people who had a covenant with the Ribbono Shalom, who had agreed, who are part of a mission to bring the Ribbono Shalom's Kedusha into this world. And an individual can say, I have some other desire that I want. But that's what that is. There's another desire that you have to live your life in a certain way. We all can understand what that's like. But who's the person, and what is a desire that's driving a person? The person, the essence, is part of Klal Yisrael, part of Nasa V'Nishma, part of Anochi Eyalachan Elokim V'Atem Tiyuli La'am. You're my nation, I'm your God. That's the core, the essence of what a person is. And a person can have a taiva that is nifra, that causes him to separate, that causes him to go after something else that he wants. But that's external to the core of who a person is. Who a Jew is doesn't ever change. The who a Jew is part of the covenant. And there are things that externally drive us to do different things. The way that manifests itself is expressed in two beautiful chazals that we'll wrap this all up with. Rabbi Yeshua de Sakinin b'shem Reb Levi Omar, Af haksuvim cholku kavod l'Yisrael. The psukim always give kavod to Yisrael. How do we find kavod to Klal Yisrael in the psukim? Come on, the same as the pasuk says, "Adam ki yakriv mikem korban laHashem." When a person will be makriv from you, a korban laHashem. So when the Torah describes the beginning of Sefer VaYikra, this is the very first parak of VaYikra. A person wants to bring a korban. The language that's used, "Adam ki yakriv mikem," when one of you, from you, wants to bring a korban. Aval kishu bala daber bidvar shel ganai. When the pasuk wants to describe some not so pleasing or degrading element of Klal Yisrael. Re'ei ma'kosu, look at how the Torah speaks. Adam, ki yiyeh me'or b'saro se'eso sapachas obeheres. A person, if it will be on him, that he'll end up with some form of tzaras. Adam mikem ki yiyeh b'or b'saro ein kosev. It doesn't say that same language of Adam mik from you. It says, ki yihiyeh, it will be on you. When you're bringing a korban, it's mikem, it is from you. That is who you are, that's your essence. A yid wants to come close to the Baruch Hashem, the base of English with a korban, that's ki yakriv mikem, you're bringing it from yourself. You got tzaras. If it will be upon your body, you get tzaras. It's not that it's from you. It's something external to you that's now on you. So the Medrash is pointing out, the Torah itself uses a language that distinguishes between that which you are, the essence, your core, versus something which can occur to you. And to bring that to our sugya, the Medrash discusses our chet egel. The Medrash discusses the discussions between Moshe and the Ribbono Shel Olam as Moshe pleads for forgiveness. I'll tell you what this whole situation was like. There's a mashal to the following scenario. Should just be Lamed Vav, Kerem. A king had a vineyard. Mashal la'ariso. And the king hands the vineyard over to an aris is a specific type of worker, a sharecropper, there's a specific term for that type of worker who works the field.
When the vineyard would produce delicious wine, Hava Omer, the king would say, Kama Tov, Chamra de Karmi. How great is the wine of my vineyard? Look at this wine that was produced. Fikat Hava Chamer Bish, and if the wine spoiled and it was poor quality, Omar Ma Bish Chamra de Arisi. He would say, how pathetic is this worker in producing wine? Amalei Ha'aris. The worker says, Adoni Amelech. Karav etov didach. If the wine is good, you say it's yours. Karav ebish. If it's poor, didi. Then it's my wine. Bein tov, bein bish, didachu. It's your vineyard. Don't take credit when it's good. And when it's bad, say it's my fault. It's all yours. Says the Medrash, Kach Petchil, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moisha. The Rebbe Baruch Hu says to Moisha, V'yatol l'chov yeshlachach el paro v'hotzi es ami b'nei Yisrael. Moisha is sent by the Rebbe Baruch Hu, and she's sent with a message. You tell Paro that you're going to take my nation out of Mitzrayim. It's my nation. Kevin Shosom Osa Maisa. However, after the Chet Egel, Ma'aksiv Tama, what does it say? Shem says to Moshe, Lech reid ki shiches amcha. Your nation, Moshe, is spoiled. Look at what they did. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, kadinun chatoyin didi. What, now that they're sinners, now they're mine. V'kadinun zakoyin didach. And when they're good, and they're zoicha, then they're yours. Ela bein zakoin, bein chayovin, didoch inun. They could be good, they could be bad, but they're yours. Shene emar, veheim amcha v'nachal osecha. And this is, you know, Yom Kippur should be going through. Yonu amecha. We are yours. Lama yechara apcha be'amecha, says Moshe to the Ribbono shel Olam. Amar Rav Simon lo zaz mechavavon ad shekaro isom amo. Moshe didn't leave Hashem until Hashem changed his language. Shene'emar vayinochem Hashem al haro'o asher diber la'asos la'amo. Lech Reid, he starts the conversation to Moshe, go out of here. Your people have sinned. And when Moshe finishes his tefillah, Hashem, the Torah is made, the Torah testifies, Vayinochem Hashem al haro'ah, asher diver la'asos la'amo. Moshe's argument is, we're yours. You are ours, and we are yours. And if we sin, it's not going to change that. And the bris of Kabbalah Satira, Klal Yisrael says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you never forget anything, maybe you won't ever forget Chet Ha'Egel. Hashem says, I'll forget about it, don't worry. They say, if you can forget that, maybe you'll forget about Har Sinai. Hashem says, never. Never. Because Chet Ha'Egel is something external to who you are. I can forget about that. Kabbalah Satira, the bris, is now the essence. We're married to each other, la'olam. There's no getting out of it. I can't forget that, and I never will forget that. And even if I try to forget that, Moshe will say, you can't. And I won't leave until you change your tune, and vayinochem al haro'o la'asos la'amo. In good, in bad, we're yours. And that's the connection. The Medrash says, No, it was befitting and beautiful for Klal Yisrael to say, Nasev Inishma, who we are. That is the expression of the core of Klal Yisrael. Nasev Inishma, we're in. Lo Noah, or Shema Noah, to say, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, that's not Noah. That's not beautiful. That's not befitting. That's external. That's what is at the core or cause of all chait, that a person has a mission, and there's something on the outside that derails him, that he wants to get involved in, but not at the core of who he is. So that, those sidebars, can be forgotten. I can forgive, I could forget. You think I could forget Kabbalah Satara? Just because I have forgetfulness? Yeah. Forgetfulness is not just randomly selective. That which is external to who you are, I can forget. That who is who you are, I will never forget. Because we are married as a bris together, and anu amcha v'nachal asacha la'olam. That is the nature of the bris, so that even something like Cheta Egel, which can be forgotten, but Chazal always attach it back in two different places we see, in comparing it to Kabbalah Satara, that this is not, that's no lana. We'll forget Cheta Egel, but you can't ever forget the core and the essence of who we now are, which is an Am Hashem, that's Yakriv Mikem, of ourselves, and that is exactly who we are, Ki Ish Echad, V'Lev Echad, Imam Lachas Kayhan, V'Goy Kadosh. Okay, those are his thoughts.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.